Hey, how's it going? Steve-O here from the stayathomedad.net. We are changing lives and changing the face of parenting one parent at a time. Man, I am feeling good. I am feeling great. Excuse me, I am feeling proud. Guys, I've just got back from a talk from the Department of Health. Yeah, did a talk for new parents, first-time parents. You know, sharing my experiences as a parent with new parents. Great, awesome environment. It was cool. And I just wanted to do a quick podcast to help spread the word. Not spread the word, that's a bit far, but you know what? One of the biggest topics that I found came up in question and answer time was, Steve, how do I help my kids calm down if I've got two kids? It's like, all right, well, you know, scheduling for us is important. You've got one kid playing up because there's a new kid on the block. I get it. It's called rivalry, man. It happens all the time. It's the biggest thing that jumps up on the radar. My biggest tip to help you guys out is scheduling everything. Doesn't matter what it is. Make a schedule for it, and it's going to make your life so much easier. Take the time out when the kids are asleep to plan your day-to-day activities, to plan your week-to-week activities. If you can get it to a yearly plan of what you can do throughout the seasons. You know, seasons change, seasons come, seasons go. You got to stay on top of these things. Or if not, do an overview for the whole year. Sit down every 2 months, 3 months, redo your schedules. Your kids' interests are going to change. The weather outdoors is going to change. The venues where you can do things are going to change because of that. You might be doing outdoor play groups. Can't do it because it's freezing in winter, whatever. Evolve with it and grow with it as your kids grow. And I'm telling you, you know what? I'm going to put some sample schedules online on the website just to help you guys understand what I'm talking about. Because this is something that comes second nature to us and our family. But, I can imagine that, you know, it might be hard to find a starting point, so I'm going to put that online. Scheduling. Look, I'll make sure that there's a link available so it's easy to find, and then we'll just take it from there. Look, why is scheduling important to us? I'll tell you why it's important to us. I know from seeing the dynamics in my family that if we fill the day up with heaps of cool stuff to do, the kids are just so much better behaved. If we can organize ourselves to make sure that the kids are active and engaged and their brains are switched on activities and making sure that we get them to the right kind of environments that they're interested in to play with other kids, you know what? It's so much better for us as parents. The job is so much better and so much more enjoyable. Not only that, we have more time for ourselves, yeah? Perfect example, there was a woman today who asked me about getting some time for themselves. Look, this is really important for me. If you listen to my podcast as well, I'm a big advocate on getting some time for yourself, right? And this woman tried to get some time for herself to recharge those batteries, but was finding it difficult because the other child was misbehaving as soon as she got home and causing a riot. All right, cool. So scheduling might help that. What I offered her to try was, you know, and it's a great time of year to take advantage of it before you throw your Christmas wrapping out, if you haven't done already, or your Christmas cards. Next birthdays that come up, save all of that stuff. Put it in a box. You know what? Small things like that could really change the dynamics of your family, right? Now, this woman wanted to find extra time in her day to keep her child engaged while she was breastfeeding, right? Now, it takes up a lot of time, yeah? Breastfeeding a kid. You're engaged. There's not a lot you can do yourself personally, but you're there with a child in arms, and there's not a lot that you can do. Now, the dudes out there kind of might be going, so what? But this is something that you can help your wife with, and she'll be much appreciated. Not with breastfeeding, that's going to be hard. But with saving that little craft box for times like when the kids are starting to play up and they need to engage themselves in something, drag the box out with your scrap paper and just tip it on the floor. You know, 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, man, that is the best thing ever. I know my kids for Christmas. What's the first thing kids do? Tear off the wrapping and play with the wrapping. Yeah, it's colourful, it's noisy, it's fun. You can shape it into different things. It's just great for all-round learning, cause and effect learning. You know, what happens when I scrunch things up? Drag it out before you start breastfeeding. The kids play with that. You can breastfeed with peace of mind. One less thing off your mind and a little bit more time for you to relax. You know, take that moment to just breathe and, you know, bond with your new child or think about, you know, whatever it is you want to think about. Free up that mind space just for a little bit, just for 10, 15 minutes. You know, it'll change your day if you're having problems in these areas. And I'm going to start doing more and more and more of these little tricks and tips on how to free up your time. You feel like you're locked in, you're locked down 24/7. Kids, 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 kids. I get it, man. I get it. I know what it's about. I know what you're going through. I've been there. Continuously working on strategies to, hey, man, let's face it, I'm selfish. I want me time, man. I want to take time out and recharge those batteries. Because if you are going to be the super parent, yeah, you need to have a bit of time for you to recharge those batteries. Taking care of kids, looking after a family is all about giving, all about giving, all about giving. You need you time to recharge those batteries so you can get out there and be the best parent you can be. Hey, good work, by the way. Take care. My thoughts are with you guys. I hope you get some you time. Cool. All right, bye.